Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to let you know about our current show sponsors, Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland. They are a support group set up by mother and daughter domestic and childhood violence survivors, Priscilla and Amy Granger. Now, their goal is to have the issue of domestic violence spoken about more openly and to support victims through the process of spotting, reporting, and surviving domestic violence. Now, SDVII, Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland, also provide guidance through the relevant legal processes, including safely acquiring barring orders. Now, we spoke with Amy Granger to tell us a little bit more about exactly what they do, and she said that it's been so rewarding running Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland.
Oh, the feedback has been phenomenal. I didn't think when we did set it up that we wouldn't have, and I suppose maybe success cases, you might want to call it. People have come to us and said, you have saved our lives. We have been the people or person, whoever it may be, to not be in the news or the paper because you have helped us break the cycle of domestic abuse.
Now, the team at Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland is on hand 24/7 for your support. If you or someone you know is in trouble, please call or send a WhatsApp to 086-869-7022. You can ring that number 24/7. 086-869-7022. Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland are there for you. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, today's discussion is sure to annoy many of you, especially if you're from the Coolock area of Dublin or any working class area of the city, because if you're from Coolock in particular, how do you feel about a parent saying they don't want to bring up their kids there? Is this snobbery, or can you understand why some parents are very particular about where they raise their kids? Now, we've been talking to a guy called Jason off air, and here is his story. Okay, he was born and raised in Coolock in Dublin. He was given his mother's home when she passed away, and he now lives there with his wife. They have two children aged under three, and Jason's wife now wants to move the family to Kells in County Meath, where her sister lives, because the children, as the children get older and start mixing with the local kids, who, according to Jason's wife, are little wannabe criminals in Coolock. It goes on. Have a listen to this. I'm looking for this to be covered on your podcast sometime. I'm born and bred in Coolock, still live there now with my wife in the house my mother left to me. We've two babies aged under three, and she now wants to move out of there quick smart before they get any older because she doesn't want them being brought up in Coolock and says it's a kip and it's not a safe place to bring up our kids, and the kids around the area are wannabe criminals. I was brought up there and it still has its problems, but I think she's being ridiculous. She's worried that when they start playing out on the road or on the green, they'll get mixed up with the wrong crowd. She wants to move to Kells, where her sister lives, and says there is no antisocial crap going on. And that's from a guy called Jason. Now, I happen to like Kells in County Meath. I'm there regularly, actually working Kells on a Friday night.
Yep.
So it's a lovely town. It's a bit of a hike now.
But well, we're not talking about Kells.
No, I know that. I know that. Yeah.
The focus is
but
on
the focus is on Coolock and the fact that he does not, or she does not want to bring up their kids in Coolock.
She's right.
Why is she right?
Because every by the way, I'm saying this as someone who has family in Coolock, who are the loveliest people you could meet. Well, they're not sort of the outskirts of Coolock. And I'm not talking about Coolock in general. I'm talking about any area that has that kind of reputation as being troubled. Every parent wants to bring their kids up in an area where they're not going to get in with a bad gang.
And I know here you can get in with a bad gang wherever you are.
Chances are less that you're going to get in with a bad gang. If you're bringing up your kids in Castleknock, yeah, the chances are they're going to be palling around with kids that aren't going to be out joyriding cars at 13 years of age. You know, the chances are is that there's not going to be antisocial behaviour. That's why you pay extra for these houses, Adrian, because they're in areas that that doesn't happen. I personally, and you can all have a go at me on this one if you want, I don't give a shit. I always, before I had kids, decided, or even before we started planning on having kids, said I don't want to bring them up in an area that I grew up in, because my area was quite troubled as well. I was just very lucky that I didn't get in with the wrong gang. And don't come at me with it's not where you live, it's how you live. No, your chances, you know, statistically speaking, there's a higher chance of your child ending up going down the wrong path if they are brought up in one of these areas. And this mother should be applauded, because all she's basically saying is, I want to give my children the best chance in life, and I don't want them going around getting mixed up with, what did she say, little generals or something?
No, she said they're wannabe criminals.
Wannabe criminals. Who would want their children at the age of 12 going around with the Canada the Goose jackets and the balaclavas over their head, terrorising people in the estate? That's not going to happen if you move to a nicer estate. Look where our Katie lives. Our Katie lives in a lovely estate outside Dublin, and she's not going to have any of those problems with her kids.
Yes, she will. The town that she lives in is actually riddled with antisocial behaviour.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's happened. This is the point I'm just trying to make to you.
I ring Katie now.
No,
tell her.
It's happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere.
That's bullshit.
It's
bullshit.
Not. No. Look what we saw from Navin last week, for God's sake. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Amy, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Amy.
Hiya, how are you going? How's it going?
Good, thanks, Amy. You've heard the message that we read out from Jason, annoyed with his wife for wanting to move the whole family out of Coolock. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not really how you're or where you're at. It's more how you're at, you know. Like myself, I grew up in Inchicore, and I turned out all right, you know. It's about your support and your network around you. You know, your influences, who's influencing you and who is supporting you in your life as a child. It's very important to have that network of people around you.
Okay, so can you understand why this mother doesn't want to bring her kids up in Coolock? Because she doesn't want her kids hanging around with little wannabe criminals.
Well, I mean, it's up to the parents. Again, it's up to the parents to make sure that they are hanging around with the right people and that they're not getting into trouble. Like, the responsibility does lie on the parents when it comes to these kind of things, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, ultimately, when kids start hanging around with new friends and all of that, it's very difficult. It becomes very difficult.
Yeah, I understand that, again, but it's teaching them, you know, what the consequences are of getting into trouble, of hanging around with these types of people. I mean,
you're more likely to come into contact with troublesome kids when you live in an area that has lots of troublesome kids.
I don't necessarily agree with you there. No, I don't. I honestly don't. You know, I know people that are living in rural parts of Ireland that come across the same problems with drugs, alcohol, criminality. They come across the same problems as anybody in Derrindale or Coolock or Ballyfermot. So that's a lie. You know, you only have to look at the statistics around the country.
Yeah, but the statistics, Amy, as I was mentioned, the statistics and the laws of probability, which is what we're talking about here, because there's no absolutes here. You can't say everybody that grows up in a working class estate is going to end up behind bars. That's not true. That's ridiculous to say. And you can't say, and you can't, yeah, but you can't.
And you, why these aren't getting stuck in these troubles?
No, but I'm saying is there's no absolutes here, but by the laws of probability, as Adrian was saying, if your child is being brought up in Cherry Orchard, Ballyfermot, Darndale, Coolock, Killinarden, by the laws of probability, the chances are that they're going to end up in trouble more so than if they grew up in a more settled, more upper class, for want of a better expression, estate.
Okay, but ask yourself why that is. Why are children not having that same support network? It goes back to schooling. It goes back to community services. It goes back to lack of availability. It goes back to parenting. Like, all of these lack of knowledge around parenting. You know, like, you could say, okay, gravestones, their children are raised better. Why? Because
it's not that they're raised better. They're being brought up in an area where it's easier to keep them away from criminality, basically.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't, you know, like I said, I grew up in these areas and I never fell into it. And I can honestly put it down to my parents and the people I had around me.
Okay, so again, then you agree with that expression, it's not where you live, it's how you live.
Yeah, 100%.
But again, that's not true. The statistics would argue with that, but that's not actually the case.
When you ask any child that's fallen into the system of criminality why they've ended up that way, ask them that.
And what do you think the answer would be?
Usually it's they don't have the support network around them, the lack of amenities, a lack of...
No, that's all bollocks. That's all absolute bullshit, that lack of amenities. That really annoys me, that expression, because in most of the working class areas of Dublin, there are more amenities than there are in other parts of the city.
Do you think so, yeah?
I do, yeah. I absolutely do, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can tell you now for a fact, in Ballyfermot does not have half of the amenities that would be available in Wicklow or Greystone.
Like what? Give me an example of what's not available.
What?
Give me an example. Let's use Ballyfermot as an example.
Okay. So in Ballyfermot Library, they do not have toddler classes. They do not have, like, Irish speaking.
Okay, Amy, and I'm sorry, I'm not being rude here, but just as you point these things out, let me just say about Ballyfermot, and the first thing you said was they don't have certain things in the library. Can I just tell you, the young fellas in Ballyfermot that would be out joyriding cars and ramming guarded cars and threatening guards, the ones we've seen in the videos over the last year, they ain't going to sit down and read Ulysses in the local library. That's not their bag. That's not what they're going to do. So if you, no. do you honestly think that if you put the biggest library in the world into Ballyfermot tomorrow, do you think all those scumbag teenagers are going to be in there?
Okay, I'm studying early child development, so don't tell me what I do.
But I'm telling you now, Amy, answer the question. Do you honestly think that the Canada Goose gangs that terrorise your neighbourhood, do you honestly think if you built the biggest library in the world there, that they're all going to go into the library the first day and read books? Yes or no?
The world is put into place. Yeah, I do believe that.
You think little 16 year old Jordan who gets his kick at a ram and garda cars wants to sit down and read books in the library? Oh my god, that's
with the right guidance I do believe that.
Let's go back to the conversation in hand here, and that is this mother wanting to take her kids out of Coolock and bring them up in somewhere like Kells and Meath. Now, Kells, like everywhere, probably has a bit of antisocial problems, but the kids are much less likely to get into trouble, are they not?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask the kids of Kells what they think, you know.
Okay, so you don't see any reason. You think it's how you live, not where you live, basically.
I'm a living example of it.
Okay, all right, stay there for one second. Let me go to Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Afternoon, Adrian. You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. Can you understand why somebody, a mother of two young kids, might want to move out of Coolock to somewhere like Kells? Well, it can be anywhere, but somewhere out of Dublin, essentially. Can you understand why she doesn't want to bring her kids up in that area?
100%. Now, I just want to go off track here, because you're talking there a second about libraries, right? They built the nicest, newest, modern library in Dublin at the top of Neilstown there by Finch's, right? They had to put a security guard in a bloody library because of the little scrolls were wrecking the place. That doesn't happen in nice areas. A security guard in a library. You ever heard of library? But I mean, this parent, it's your job as a parent to give your kids the best start in life. And if you can live in an area where there's less antisocial behaviour, well then go for it. If you can afford to buy there and bring your kids up in a nicer area where they're probably going to have less contact with scrolls, by all means, as a parent, you should go for it. Kells ain't that far from Dublin. It's, what, 65 kilometres? About 40 minutes, you know? And this, how you live, it's not where you live. That's the worst saying ever. I've got sisters, family, brothers in council areas, keep themselves to themselves, but they're still surrounded by scrolls. You know what I mean?
Okay, now Amy's arguing that she is proof that you can, with the right guidance from your parents, turn out okay if you come from a rougher area, let's say.
And she's right in a way, because it's always the minority that ruin it for the majority in these places. You know, I mean, what's the population of Ballyfermot? Say, for example, it was 40,000. There might only be about 100 scrolls, but they run down the area all the time. And this weak excuse of amenities. I said to you guys before, I live in a private estate in Naughton, but we used to hire out the AstroTurf for Cherry Orchard for the kids for football. And every second week, a man used to ring me back and say, sorry, Eddie, you can't have it this week. It's been torched. It's been burnt out. And it'd be relayed. And it happened again and again. That doesn't happen in nice areas. It just doesn't. And the stats will back it up. There's more crime in council areas than there is in private areas. That's a fact. And people don't. People from these areas don't like hearing that.
And that's what I was about to say, Amy. Whether you like to hear it or not, that is factual. Are you there, Amy?
Yeah, sorry, I'm here. Yeah, look, I know it is a fact. And like, what can you say? It does happen a lot more in council areas. I'm just supposed to be on the statistics there, but look, again, I still just feel like it comes down to the guidance. And like, if you put a group of people together, which we've seen time and time again, we're seeing this with Ballyfermot, working class people all in one area, crowded areas, yes, you're going to have these problems, you know. But it's not to say that a child will be bad or worse for growing up in these areas. I don't believe that for 1 second.
I'm not saying it's bad, but they're saying that they have a better chance of success and a happier childhood and a more peaceful area to live in by living in Kells than living in the likes of Darndale, Cherry Orchard, McWilliam Estate and Jobstown. That's a fact. And if you ask any working class family, would you rather live in a nice estate in Kells than one of these council areas with a high propensity of crime? They're going to bite your finger off and say Kells every time.
And again, there's people messaging in Goodo. We're getting so many messages on this, and it's all saying the same thing. People saying, I grew up in Coolock, I grew up in Ballyfermot, and I turned out fine. We're not looking for your resume, guys. We never said, and again, I'm going to say this slowly in case people aren't picking this up. Nobody is saying that if you grow up in Ballyfermot or Coolock, you're going to end up behind bars or end up a juror. Nobody said that. Literally, nobody said that since this topic started. I didn't even say that. Nobody is saying that. So why do people feel the need to justify where they live all the time? I'm fine. I have a lovely job. I grew up in Coolock. Nobody is saying that. Okay,
and by the same token,
we're talking about... No, shut up for a second. We're talking about the law of averages here. Why can people not understand that? If you went to the library that they built, you'd understand what that means. The law of averages. Now, secondly, sorry for going off on here, but I'm angry.
And don't tell me to shut up again, by the way.
What?
Don't tell me to shut up again.
Well, I mean, if you keep talking.
No.
Now, the second thing... Amy.
She's right.
The second thing, I looked up in the last 5 minutes the facilities that are in Ballyfermot, and there's a list as long as my arm of the all-weather pitch, basketball court, gym, meeting rooms, there's a spa, sports hall, there's a swimming pool. These are just the Dublin City
Equine Stables,
shopping centre, obviously, which is Liffey Valley. There's more to do in Ballyfermot than there is in my estate. That's the truth.
And that was what I said to you earlier on, Amy, that, you know, blaming a lack of facilities is rubbish because there are plenty of facilities. I think she's gone now anyway. I think she got fed up. All right, let's bring in some more of your opinions. Sorry, Eddie, just to go back to you for 1 second. You can understand why this mother wants to move out of Coolock and head for the sticks.
100%, Adrian. I mean, if they have a house there and they can afford to sell that and buy a Kells, I'd be gone and happy. 100%. Your job as a parent is to give your kids the best start in life. in the nicest area possible with less crime. And if they have the financial backing to do that, they should jump it.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our number. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note. Like Chloe did.
Hey guys, I'm actually not available to take the call today. I'm just working, but I just wanted to pop in a quick message and just say that I honestly can't agree with this one today because, like, with the people in the comment section saying that there is a lot of, like, it depends where you grow up, you know, everywhere is like that as well. It's not, everywhere is not like that. Some places you see in the news 10 times a week and some places you never see in the news. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not about that where you're growing up, it's about who's bringing you up. Do you know what I mean? So if, like, if that woman and her husband, if they can bring her kids up correctly, then the kids could happily live in Coolock. It's just a matter of what way they bring up the kids and what way their kids are taught from right and wrong. It's not about where they live, it's about what their parents are teaching them and what's good and what's bad. Do you know what I mean?
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Now, Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How you doing?
Good, Robbie. Now, what did you want to say on this? Can you understand why a mother might not want to rear her kids in Coolock and would prefer to move down the country?
I can definitely understand that. You know, because the areas do have a reputation, you know, and it, you could argue it's a well-founded reputation. But you know, I do believe that it's also how the kids are raised. You know, if the two of them turned out all right, if he turned out all right from being brought up there, then I don't see there's any reason why the kids can't equally turn out right.
In theory, you're right. But, I mean, this guy describes how his wife doesn't want their kids brought up around an area full of wannabe criminals.
Well, she can make sure that her kids don't hang around with...
Your best to make sure that doesn't happen, but you can't guarantee it because kids eventually start getting a bit of freedom.
Yeah, but then if a parent comes to your door, or worst case scenario, if the guards come to your door saying, you know, your son was with a gang, they went off, they broke, you know, they wrecked something, whatever, and you bring the child in and say, don't do that again, that's not nice, and then leave it at that, of course the child's going to go and do it again. Now, this is where I'm going to lose a lot of people. Hit the child with smack in the arse, and they'll very quickly not to do it again.
Okay, but you know, and we've discussed this before, you can't anymore. You
care.
Can't anymore. That's the problem.
I don't care. I still would.
Okay, again, my question to you is, if you had a choice of raising your kids in Coolock or in Kells in County Meath, where would you want to pick?
Okay, but the question is asked, I'd pick Kells, I'll be honest.
Yeah, but there you go. You've just answered it then. So you're actually, you can understand why this mother wants to move her kids out.
I said 100% that I can understand. But I mean... You know, as people have said, if they have the option and they're not, like, you know, killing themselves to make sure that the option's available, you know, but I'm a firm believer that kids can be raised well anywhere. Like Jeremy already pointed out, the list of amenities in the area.
What we're saying is law of probabilities, and I'll give you an example. Where I live is a fairly good estate. We're very happy that we live there. The house isn't. We'd prefer a bigger house, but if we were to go for a bigger house, we'd have to go to an estate that might have those problems that we've been talking about. And 10 minutes from where I live, there's another estate which would be, we won't name an agent, but what reputation would the estate tenants have?
Very bad one.
It would have a very bad reputation. And you can see the difference. If you drive out at night and you drive through my estate at 10 o'clock on a school night, yeah, you won't see a sinner in my estate, yeah? You drive through the estate 10 minutes from me at 10 o'clock at night during a school night, and you will see groups of kids outside the chipper, 8, 9 years of age, up to no good. And that is the difference. That is the difference. And Adrian, with the best will in the world, yeah, you're saying, oh, yeah, you have to be able to control your kids. You can't keep your children locked up and say you're never going out. I know that the kids that my young fella hangs around with, he's at the stage now where he's out playing ball and stuff like that. I know that the kids that he's hanging around with are good kids. They're not little schwah, schwah, schwah kids that are going to be fecking rocks. No, but they're not going to be fecking rocks at cars. They're not going to be rolling joints like I see. I've seen kids in that other estate as young as 12 years of age smoking cannabis outside the shops. That's not... And as a parent, you want the best for your kids. So, yes, obviously you can bring your children up in a troubled estate and...
I grew up in a very different era. The way my parents operated, if I was brought home by the guys, now I never was, but even if a parent come up to my door, my ma's door, and saying that he done this, he done that, the sheer accusation alone would make sure that I'd get a slap, and I wouldn't see outside of the house for 2 weeks.
But that's a different argument. That's an argument down to parenting or lack thereof, parent.
The point is that it is much more difficult when kids have much more hardcore influences outside on the street than they would in Kells, for example.
That is a valid point. So, I mean, ultimately, I suppose if I'm being forced on the issue, then yeah, I think she, if she wants to remove any risk of that, then yeah, move. But I do believe that it doesn't have to go that way.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Jude, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jude.
Not too bad at all, Adrian.
Now, Jude, can you understand why a mammy might want to move her kids or family out of Coolock because she doesn't want to raise them there?
I can understand it completely. As Jeremy was saying there, every parent wants the best for their kids, or the best that they can provide for their kids. They do. That's a natural instinct.
Could you not do that for your kids in Coolock?
I'm sure they can, because there are loads of cases. In fact, most of your callers would be living proof of that. People who do live in, say, less desirable areas have been brought up well, because the majority of your callers, not all of them, but whoever has been in those areas, are not all scrouts or scumbags. I get that. But the thing is, a good indicator of an area is the property prices. You can compare one area to another. Now, let's not go down to name a specific estate. But if you, I would say a property, say, in D4 is more valuable, say, than a property in Coolock. Is it not because there's less prevalence of criminal activity there?
I would agree with you. In fact, you could buy a house in Coolock and an amount of money, you could buy a house nearly twice the size in somewhere like Kells. Now, obviously, Kells is much further away from Dublin if you're working in Dublin and all of that. But yes, I take your point about property prices. It is an indication.
This is a huge indication of the prevalence of antisocial behaviour in an area. It is. That is a fact. Most estate agents wouldn't even tell you that. So if you want the best chance for your kids, if you think it's best for your child to have that, not be involved with that sort of activity, it's a good thing to move out if you can. It is. But to say that they're wrong to do it, or to dismiss it just out of because someone has a certain loyalty to an area, is absolutely ridiculous.
And let me ask you, Jude, would you bring up kids in Coolock?
No.
There you go.
Why?
Well, that's my personal preference.
But if you were to sum it up in one sentence, why would you not? So if I said to you now, Jude, I want to give you a house free in Coolock for you to move in with your son, why would you not take it?
Because the statistics and the fact that you just said is that there's a higher prevalence of antisocial activity and criminal activity in that area. Now, I'm not saying that the majority of people over there...
Nobody is,
but
to be honest.
I'm saying there's a minority, but there is a minority, as one of the other callers said, they tarnish good people. and the area they live in. And that impoverishment involves property prices, involves the lack of amenities, it involves all the things that other, say, so-called nice areas have because they're left intact.
Okay, so I just got a message actually about Coolock, and it says the following. I know good parents that raise kids in Coolock, and the kids are all absolute head cases. The parents did all that they could. There's just no hope around the Coolock area. And that's the point, that you can do your damnedest as a parent. But as you were saying earlier on, Jeremy...
It's nurture versus nature.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And a child... is developed from both, basically.
The majority, from doing this type of radio over 25 years, yeah, and us talking about troubled teenagers for 25 years, yeah, what I have found is that the majority of little scumbag teenagers, yeah, if you talk to their parents and stuff, which we have done, the majority of it comes from they got in with the wrong crowd. Do you ever hear the mother saying, "Ah, little Jaden, he was great, he was an angel," and then he got in with the wrong crowd. So it's all to do with getting in with the wrong
crowd. And it's much easier to get in with the wrong crowd.
If there's a wrong crowd there, if there's no wrong crowd there, there's nobody to get in with.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
In other words, my son, the kids he plays around with in his estate, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All the parents obviously have the same set of values, and most of them are called in at the same time every night at 8 o'clock or whatever the case may be. They're all called in at the same time, but you go to another estate and there's 12-year-olds out till 11:30 at night. Like, that's the difference. How can people not see that?
Darren sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Ah, lads, you can raise a turtle in Coolock and it will grow up to be a scumbag.
Okay, says it as it is, and this is Keith.
You see, the thing is about areas that you're talking about there, people want to move to a better area, you know, somewhere down the country or somewhere like that, but they don't take into consideration that, you know, the lads who's doing all the trouble and things and all like that always look for a better life down them areas as well. So when they go down to them areas, they turn them areas into their old little places where they came from.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
Hiya, Adrian.
Mark, what's your view on this?
My view is that woman that wants to move out of that particular area in Dublin is a responsible parent, right? I agree with what Jeremy said there a second ago. Whenever you talk to these parents and they say, "Oh, my little Ronnie, like he was a great child, but he got in with the wrong crowd," that's bollocks. It's a cop out. It's a complete cop out. What I would say to her is no. You're a bad parent. You don't know how to discipline your child. And I wrote a message in the comment section there, and I said, it should be the parents that are punished. It shouldn't be the little scrotes that they let out to fucking cause riots and ruckus.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that. But the sort of parents that allow them, they're not going to pay fines. They're not going to do any of that.
Well, then they should go, if they're not going to pay fines, well, then lock them up in jail for a couple of months. I can guarantee you they'll pay fines, right? But no, Adrian, I grew up on a council estate, right? And it was known, it wasn't really bad, but it was a rough enough council estate, right? And I turned out all right. Now, we moved out down to the country 23 years ago, right? But the reason myself and my 3 younger brothers weren't little scumbags going around causing trouble, right? We were no angels by any means. And I did get into the odd bit of trouble now and again. But when I did get into trouble, my parents would literally get a hiding, and I'd be dragged up to my room. Everything would be taken off me, and I wouldn't be allowed out of my house for a week. And you can be damn sure that I wouldn't do that again.
Isn't it a fact, though, that it is easier to slip into that wrong crowd sort of trouble in an area like Coolock than wherever it is you live now?
Yeah, but that's the parents' responsibility. Like, if they were doing their jobs, right, and they actually looked at and monitored their children and who they were hanging around with, and if they didn't like them hanging around with a certain crowd, it's up to them to take them out of that situation. Because if they continue on with this wrong crowd, right, that are kind of lead them down a different, this criminal path, right, which they're bound to go down, they're going to end up locked up by the justice system in anyway. So why don't they just take control of the situation? Because in fairness, until they're 18, they're the kid's responsibility is the parents. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay, and you're right about everything that you just said. However, can you understand why a mother who might be a great parent, who might be very good with discipline and all that, can you understand why she would want to move her kids out of Coolock? You're saying yes.
Yeah, I can understand, because the kids are less likely, probably, if they're to move to a quiet area, they're less likely to actually be like around these sort of people that are causing trouble, right? That's only natural. Like, in these areas, like you were saying about stats and facts and stuff, like, they are more likely to get into trouble by hanging around these other little scrubs that are out there causing trouble. That's going to happen naturally, like. So that's the reason she wants to move out of these places, wherever she is in Dublin now, and she wants to move to a quieter area. Like, you know what I mean? Because anyone with half a brain would actually want that for their kids, and not only their kids, but for themselves, like, for a happier, more peaceful life.
Okay, stay. And as a matter of interest, you said that you moved down the country years ago. Why was that?
Well, the parents had a mobile home down here, so whenever we'd often come down for a month or two on summer holidays, like, and they liked it that much down here. Like, we moved down to Wexford, and they liked it that much down here that they just says, you know what, our estate was getting really bad. Dublin itself was getting really bad at the time, like, with drugs and crime and whatever, antisocial behaviour, that they decided to sell up in Dublin, and because of the house prices or whatever up there being so high, they could afford a bigger house down here, like, with a bit of land on it and stuff, like. So it was the best move ever. Like, I've my own kids now down here, like, and I'm just delighted that they get to grow up. Like, I'm literally 5 minutes from the beach. I live out in the country, you know. They have a great life down here, and I'm just delighted that they don't have to grow up in the likes of these areas in Dublin.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Mark. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
What's the story, boys?
Trevor, you can't understand why people have such a low opinion of Coolock. Oh, sorry, you can understand why people have such a low opinion of Coolock.
Only good place about Coolock, Tala, Ballyfermot, Finglas, Inchy Car, Cabra is when I think of Rearview, boys. Did I name enough places there to cover all the bad areas?
So you can obviously understand then why a mother might want to take her three children out of Coolock.
I would take them, I would run, and I would never look back. Jesus Christ, lads, I'd rather my kids be homeless and living in all sorts of areas. Listen, at the end of the day, right, these, as you have stated, are facts. They're high-risk areas for crime, high-risk areas for joyriding, high-risk areas for antisocial behaviour. And yet they have all these amenities like cinemas, shopping centres, swimming pools, basketball, hurling, astro pitches, got burnt out constantly. And yeah, people will still turn around and say, there's not enough in the areas. And then they will say, it's the government's fault. So I'm a bit at a loss for words, boys. Who do we blame here?
Let's go back to the point, though, that it's not where you're brought up, it's how you're brought up.
No, not really, boys. Because, like, at the end of the day, you only spend a bit of time in your house as a kid when you're a child. You know what I mean? You spend more time outside your gaff. Well, computers nowadays seem to keep your kids in more, but you spend more time outside the gaff during the summer, your weekends. You're going to be around the scum more than you are your parents. So if the scum get the hooks into you, like in Coolock, Cabra, I'm not going to go into my list again, then the hooks are in, you know what I mean? You see little Tomo and Jono and Gavo and Gitto coming into the house with their shaved heads and hands down the jocks with their burby or hat down or whatever, and you're just looking at future criminals. So get your kids, Mrs. whoever you are, run from Coolock. Run. Don't even walk. Don't even drive. Run.
You said on Facebook, Trevor, that you would rather your kids grow up on the street than in somewhere like Coolock.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah, lads. Lads, I told you before, I came from a bad patch. Or sorry, I came from a patch where I wasn't exactly 100%, but I got out, and I'm telling you now, there's not a hope in hell I'd raise my kids in any of those sorts of areas. I'd raise them on the streets if I would, any of them areas, because they're just too bleeding bad. And to be honest, lads, I told you before, I got my own business. I have one or two properties around Ireland. I don't have one single property in Dublin. It's a fucking kip. And it's all them scum-riddled areas, and they seem to be spreading.
Okay, I've just gotten a message in saying that man should stop bad-mouthing areas like Tala. There are good people in those areas.
Yeah, I know. And they leave that area as soon as they can afford to. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. There might be good people in these areas, Adrian, but you know what? They go in, they lock, they bolt, and they seal the doors until the next day, and they white-knuckle it through to the morning.
All right, stay there for a second. Megan, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Megan.
How's it going?
Now, Megan, what did you want to say on this?
I just think everyone getting on slate in the area, they don't realise that it's more for a fact of keeping an eye on your child, as you stated already, making sure your child is doing what they should be doing. But not everyone in the one area is painted with the same brush.
No, I just read out a message.
There's a lot of good, yeah.
Yeah, I just read a message a minute ago that stop bad-mouthing areas because there are good people. But the point of this conversation is this mother who believes she can give her children a better start in life if they move out of Coolock and move towards somewhere like Kells or wherever.
And I think she's, in a way, she's right. And only for this fact, if not he is, what is he calling them? Canada Goose gangsters, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Not for them. Myself, I live here. I'm rearing my own daughter in the middle of it.
Sorry, in the middle of?
Coolock.
Okay.
And she's has great friends. All the parents are the same. The road I live on, you could trust all the parents with the kids. There's none of this antisocial on the road. There's no, even to the robbed cars and everything, even everything like that has quieted down over the years. I know everyone has the same impression from probably going back years ago, but I just think that woman married a man who was born and bred in Coolock. She never had an issue with him or how he was brought up, obviously, if she married him. So I can't see why she'd be so afraid of her kids turning out the same.
Okay, the fact of the matter is that she believes that the streets of Coolock, and I'm just quoting from what he said, the kids around are all wannabe criminals.
And I see, I just from my own opinion, I can say that they're not. It's not all like that. Because every child that my daughter plays with, they're all the same. As you said, they're all in at the same time. They're not up to anything or into any mischief. Once you know where they are and what they're doing, you keep a good eye on them. You can kind of prevent them kind of things from happening.
Okay, Trevor, basically she's saying she lives in the middle of Coolock and there are some very decent people there. It's not as bad as it used to be and people need to stop running down the area.
Well, Hogwarts must be down the road from her house, Adrian, because it sounds like an imaginary place. God bless her.
You have to live here with the right people to know yourself.
Well, listen, I do a lot of work in these sorts of areas, and the only good time I have in those areas is when I'm driving out.
See, that's coming from someone that doesn't live here.
Okay, let me ask you a question then, Megan.
Yeah.
I wouldn't live there. You get me a house for free.
Let me ask you. So you live in the middle of Coolock.
Yeah.
If I were to wave a magic wand and you could live anywhere else in Ireland, would you stay in Coolock?
I would, because I've never had an issue. I have never had an issue.
Can I ask you something, Adrian?
Yeah, go on.
What's her name?
Megan.
Megan, do you have a lot of family around you in Coolock?
Not in Coolock as such. Donnamy, it's surrounding areas.
So there's close by, though?
Yeah.
So realistically, that's why you want to stay in Coolock, because you're close to your family.
No, I've just never had an issue. I've never had any of this antisocial behaviour.
Come on, tell the truth. Come on, we all know all the girls want to live close to mummy.
I've an 8-year-old, and if I thought in any way I've had any of that issues, I wouldn't have her here, and that's my own opinion.
Okay, but so with your 8-year-old, and I know Coolock isn't as bad as it would have been at one time. It has matured, yeah. I suppose. But it has. And my question to you is, do you not worry at all about raising your daughter there, your 8-year-old?
No, because my partner is 28 and he grew up here too, all his life. And he never fell into these kind of the gangster groups or robbing cars, or he has a good job.
Yeah, but the next batch is coming up now.
Both of us have good jobs. Both of us had good rearings. We never had any trouble. I never seen an issue with him.
Okay, so again, if I were to be able to offer you accommodation anywhere else in Ireland other than Coolock, you'd decline the offer. You'd say, no, I want to stay here.
Happy where I am.
And to the lady who isn't happy where she is, to the lady who wants to move her kids to somewhere like Kells and Meath, what do you say to her?
Everyone is entitled to their opinion, their own mindset for their own kids. I'd be more worried about in this area now, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not, the amount of newcomers coming into the country that's actually in this
area. There we go.
Then I would be with the kind of the youth cardboard gangsters.
Here we go with the immigration thing again.
No, that's just my own opinion.
Yeah, and it's a lot of opinions and those rundown sorts of areas as well.
You're not concerned about crime rates or anything from local kids in your area. You're more concerned about foreigners.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, I am. That's being honest. And if you look, there is a lot of them living right close to us. That they're what you have to keep your kids safe at. And I know he could sit and laugh, but when you're seeing it every day, that's what we're seeing
now. Sorry, that's Trevor laughing, by the way. That's not us laughing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sorry, what are you laughing at, Trevor? What's so funny?
Because somehow, lads, nearly every topic you do, I don't know how someone twists it into it's the flat.
I'm just saying, in general.
Yeah, hang on. You don't even try and go back on it now, right? You just said it's the amount of newcomers into the country. You just fucking turned it into a race thing.
No, I said newcomers. Jesus, I didn't say anything else.
No, yeah, because you didn't want to go down the whole anti-foreign bloody road.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can sugarcoat it whatever way you want, love, but sugarcoating it doesn't change it.
Well,
there
you go.
You
need to live here to know a lot.
Okay,
that's
so you...
Give me a free gaff.
Well, like I said... Yeah, go on. Not every
area is based off what you see in the newspaper.
The crew that used to run Coolock in a bad way years ago, they've matured a tiny bit. The next batch is coming up, love. They're in the oven. And your kid is only 8 years old, did you say?
All I can say is don't judge from the outside.
Trevor, she can't make it clearer than, no, I would not want to move out of Coolock.
Exactly.
Yeah, Adrian, you know what? Do you remember you've done those topics a few times where, I won't take the council house down in Newbridge because it's too far away from me mammy?
Yes.
That's why all these people come on your show. I wouldn't move down the country because I'm too far away from me mammy. They'd rather live around the scummy areas. I know that. But the reason you don't want them to live anywhere else is because mammy's around the corner.
All right, do me a favour.
Who said that my parents are down the corner or me mother or father? Still
you said your family are in the area, love. Yeah, don't try and twist it now. Come on. And just because the foreigners are around you, don't be closing your blinds either.
You're saying mammy.
Family, whatever. You know you don't want to move down the country because and Adrian's waving a free gap at you and you wouldn't take it. Yeah, I told you the one, will you?
I own me house. I wouldn't take a free house if it was handed to me, thank you.
I wouldn't take a free house if you have it.
Do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for a second. Trevor, I've been asked to play this voice note for you. Have a listen to this, please.
Trevor is like most of the stucco pastors out there. And like, judging from the way he speaks, I don't think he came from fucking Dublin South now, did he? Coming up from one of the posh areas, the way he fucking speaks. Like, I came from the bad side of things. I came out grand because my mum actually made sure where I was, who I was with. Like, I was instilled with a good sense of character. I wasn't out with fucking tow rags. I wasn't out lighting shit on fire or robbing cars or smoking joints at like 12 years old. Like, You can't keep blaming location for how the kids turn out if you don't bother your fucking arse to know who your kids are with. And if you see them even step in line with the bad kids, not do something about it right there and then. Like, how much longer are we going to say, oh, it's the location, it's because they're in Finglas or Coolock or whatever. Like, it's a fucking joke. It's because parents don't even want to even bother to know where the kids are.
Trevor, let me throw that back at you. She's basically saying that this is all to
you
do
can't
with...
blame an occasion.
That's what she's saying. It's down to parenting. That's really what she's saying.
Okay, so if I walk into Finglas, I'm not as likely... I'm as likely to see as antisocial behaviour in Castleknock and Finglas at the same time as those bad parents. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, basically.
Adrian, I bought a house down in Parlies, right? Because I have to for work. Mm-hmm. When I went down, I went into the areas, I looked around, I evaluated the areas, I talked to people. There's certain estates down there I didn't buy in, and the one I bought in, there's no antisocial behaviour. So I have to get out of.
Okay, I hope it always stays that way for you. That's the point that I would I'd make.
Where are you from originally in Dublin, Trevor, by the way?
I don't know what I should say.
Come on.
Donald here.
Ah, that's my neck of the woods, yeah. Although I don't speak like you do, Trevor.
What's that mean?
How does that happen?
You're not from my neck of the woods, pal. I know where you're from. Yeah. You're a snob compared to me.
I'm from D14, the same as you, but I'm saying, how come I ended up speaking better than you did? You're like, you're a sturdy.
Right, thanks.
Bye,
Trevor.
Trevor,
bye, thanks very much indeed. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
Yeah.
We're gone. We're finished. Look,
the clock has run out. Okay.
Hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify. And we will catch you on the next Opinions Matter.
Bye-bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.